Our story today is called 3 Days by Pat Barnes. It was a beautiful spring day, and a sense of peace stayed with me as I left the cathedral on Easter Monday morning. I paused for a moment at the top of the steps leading to the avenue, now crowded with people rushing to their jobs. Sitting in her usual place inside a small archway was the old flower lady. At her feet, corsages and boutonnieres were parading on top of a spread-open newspaper. Flower lady was smiling, her wrinkled old face alive with some inner joy. I started down the stairs, then on an impulse turned and picked out a flower. As I put it in my lapel, I said, "You look happy this morning." "Why not?" she said. "Everything's good." She was dressed so shabbily and seemed so very old that her reply startled me. "You've been sitting here for many years now, haven't you? And always smiling. You wear your troubles well." "You can't reach my age and not have troubles," she replied. "Only it's like Jesus and Good Friday." She paused for a moment. "Yes," I prompted. "Well, when Jesus was crucified on Good Friday, that was the worst day for the whole world. When I get troubles, I remember that. And then I think of what happened only 3 days later. Easter and our Lord arising. So when I get troubles, I've learned to wait 3 days. Somehow everything gets all right again." And she smiled goodbye. Her words still follow me whenever I think I have troubles. Give God a chance to help. Wait 3 days. Romans 6:4 says, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.